Why did I not listen? Why do I always go off daydreaming?
Son, that's why you have to pay attention. There's a lot of dangerous things out here. Come, sit here by the fire. Your grandfather here was just musing about the stories of the past.
But they're not just stories. They're true. We are God's people. And when we reject Him, He chastens us till we turn again to Him. Do you remember how God delivered Israel out of Egypt and crossing the Red Sea? The stories of King David? He followed God, and God promised to send a Savior to redeem us and deliver us from our oppression. God will send a deliverer.
Well, now would be as good a time as any. This Roman oppression is too much.
Do you really think He'll come and deliver us?
God will send His Messiah. I am looking for His appearing. When He comes, He will bring peace. The scriptures say He is the Prince of Peace.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
Who are you?
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. He is here. The long-awaited day has finally come.
Is the Messiah really here?
Well, don't just sit there. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Come on, son. Don't fall behind this time.